Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents.
A lot of them aren't even pretending to be in charge.
Slow the testing down.
Remove him from office.
No justice, no peace.
He has to vote that will make you proud.
The Betches Sup Podcast.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
Hello and welcome to the Betches Sup Podcast. I'm Amanda Duberman.
And I'm Elise Morales.
And the Betches Sup Podcast is your daily rundown of all the craziest shit going on in the news, brought to you by your two funniest friends.
Which is us.
Ugh. So I want to talk about the Veep, but I'm also hoping that like by the time this comes out or most people listen to it, we'll sound like fools.
I know. I mean, usually it's like a good indicator that something's going to happen when we start recording the podcast.
It's true.
So
it's true. Our intern Reagan has the Zoom and she's going to pop in and tell us, which I've said already three times, I would love if that happens because that would be amazing content to get our reactions.
That would be very fun. And then it's in the historical record, you know?
Exactly, that's true. We can show our daughters someday.
In real time being like, oh my God.
Totally. As I tweeted, I haven't waited this long for a man to choose a woman since I started dating my boyfriend 6 years ago.
And you know what? You can read that tweet in the Betches Sup newsletter today.
Yeah, I was hoping you would take it.
Of course.
And also tomorrow, Elise, we're going to publish the episode you and Brian did last week with Ryan Vasquez of Swing From Home. How did that go?
Oh, it was so fun. For those of you who don't know, Ryan currently, well, I guess there's no Broadway right now, but when Broadway paused, Ryan has played every part in Hamilton on Broadway. He's played Hamilton, he's played Washington, he's played Jefferson, he's played Madison, which is, I mean, I play all those parts right. When I reenact Hamilton daily, but
I was thinking that like, if I actually knew all of the words to all the songs, I would never stop singing. Never stop.
I know a good amount. But Lafayette's raps are really tough.
Yeah, those are tricky.
Lafayette, I don't know if it's in Guns and Ships, but whatever. He has one that I'm like, I can't
differentiate words at all.
Yeah, like I'm like, David Diggs is a rapper first and foremost, and you can tell by what he brings to the table there. But aside from all the Hamilton stuff, Ryan Vasquez works with an organization called Swing From Home. It's all about getting involved at the local level, trying to swing some of these local house legislatures and stuff like that. We talk a little bit about how that played out in Virginia recently. We talk a little bit about how to get involved, why he started the organization. It was a really cool, talk. And, got me inspired to do a little text bank for Texas over the weekend.
That's awesome. Yeah. As I'm listening to you talk about it, and I don't know if this is what Ryan says, but like Republicans are a lot better than Democrats at like finding ways to help each other across state lines that are like legal, but still involve a little bit of like hustle. And I feel like that's what this is, like getting involved in ways that like, you would never expect that you are needed to maybe text some people in like Kansas, but you can.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, you know, Swing From Home is a great way to do that. The text bank that I did was through the Texas Democratic Party.
Neat. And awesome.
I was just texting people. Texas could flip its state legislature too. So even beyond trying to get Texas to vote for Joe Biden, which would be amazing.
Yeah.
Getting Democratic turnout for the top of the ticket does so much for races all down the ticket. Like, even though Beto O'Rourke lost, we flipped more seats blue in Texas than ever before in 2018 because of the voter turnout that Beto got. So every little bit counts.
Really, food for thought. Yeah. Speaking of the election, we have more post office news for you today. I never thought I'd be talking about the mail this much.
So much.
I was reading the Wikipedia page for the mail this morning. Just like the mail. How's the mail work? How's it funded? What the fuck's going on?
How it's funded is not.
Not.
It's
exactly.
not funded. And that's right. a big problem.
Even the people who get their paychecks from it don't really care about how it's being funded. So on Friday night, Louis DeJoy, who's the new Postmaster General who we talked about, he's like the Republican mega donor. He basically just like fired a bunch of people that had a lot of responsibilities at the USPS and reassigned a couple dozen others. Just like not think of any company in turmoil. That's like, I don't know, like not really what you want to do unless it, maybe you have like a real long, you're like, we're going to turn this around in the next year. It's like, we got 2 months. We got two, not even 2 months.
Yeah. And also like, I saw this point going around on Twitter and I really, it really vibed with me, which is like, people keep talking about the post office, like, oh, it's not profitable, et cetera. It's a service. It's not supposed to be profitable. Right. It's not a company. We don't look at the military and say, oh, the military loses $2 billion a year. You know what I mean? Like, the post office isn't supposed to be making money. The post office is supposed to be the way that the government ensures that we get the mail. It's it's not
it's
a money
making. It's in the Constitution.
Yeah, it's not a money making endeavor. So I feel like these Trump people, this DeJoy person, they look at it as though it's supposed to be a business and they're like, oh, look at this failing business. Right. And it's like, babe, it's not a business.
It's not
a
business.
It's a government service.
Yeah. But it's often asked to behave like one when it comes to like how it funds itself, but then is also held to some, the thing about the post office is that, or the postal service is that the postal service is required to pre-fund pensions for 75 years. So that's an ungodly amount of money. And like, we're all hearing about how the post office is in debt. Like you said, it's not really the post office's like job to like earn money for its shareholders.
Yeah.
But it's in debt because it's legally required to make sure it can pay out pensions for 75 years. 75 years. Well, do you think people have mail in 75 years?
Yeah. So it's like, it's this weird hybrid thing, which I think you were just getting to of like, it's not a company. But the Republicans treat it like it should be operating like a company, but then they also put regulations on it that they would never allow to be placed on a company.
Right.
Like if we tried to tell big businesses, oh, you have to fund pensions for 75 years, they would never allow that. You can't even tell them not to pollute the earth.
Right. Right. They're like, where do we have rights just like people? How dare you?
Right. It's like, okay. So, I mean, it's just crazy. It's just ass backwards.
Yeah. We were, our intern today was saying that she was having to help some of her roommates figure out where the stamp goes on the letter because they've done it before. I know. A lot to think about.
They're doing like the Mrs. Weasley thing where they have like 100 stamps.
Totally. They just put the stamps in the envelope. Yeah. Anyway, but like also what I think what we need to all start talking about more as like members of the media and people that have a platform is that like election day is no longer election day. If we, Sam and I talked about a little, we've been talking about it on most of the podcasts, like it's going to be over the course of a couple days, possibly even weeks. And everybody, I think, should request a mail ballot. But like, don't forget, you can also drop it off, right? Like, there are ways to return it that don't involve overburdening the mail. But either way, like, it's going to take, like, a lot of states that they don't even let themselves look at the ballots until the day after election day. But you can imagine a scenario where it's like election night and things are closed and Trump is just like, well, that's it, guys. That's it. I won. And just like bullies everybody for the until inauguration until we're all exhausted. And then he's like president again.
Right. And like the media, I mean, election night is a huge night for the 24-hour news media. Yeah. They usually have all of this programming. I'm sure that they sell a decent amount of ads and they're going to want to declare stuff. Because that's what they're used to doing. And it's gonna, I mean, my hope is that they're preparing for this.
Yeah.
But they're gonna, like, it's gonna be less satisfying than we've ever had of an election night in a year where people want the instant gratification and the satisfaction more than ever also. So it's going to take like an incredible amount of discipline from these journalists and me and news hosts and stuff to not declare shit that can't be declared. Like if Florida is not like, if we're still counting Florida's mail-in ballots, like you cannot declare Florida.
Right. Totally. Exactly.
Hey, American Fever Dream listeners, I'm here to tell you that there is no reason to panic the next time you're searching for the perfect gift. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy is here to take the stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it is simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a Mother's Day gift for the quilter or a birthday present for the vintage hunter, there is something for everyone on Etsy. And like I told you guys before, I got my wedding bands on Etsy. I was able to meet with a creative, independent artist. They took my vision into reality, and now my wife and I have custom wedding bands that we absolutely love. A gifting moment is always just around the corner, whether it's a birthday, an anniversary, a holiday, or even just a day to say thank you. Gift Mode on Etsy has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now. I'm sure you've swiped past lots of custom beauty brands over the years. Customize this and personalize that, all promising to fix my hair and skin insecurities. It's easy to be skeptical, but when Pro says custom, they actually mean it. Your formula literally could not exist without you. Since I started using Pros, I've noticed consistently healthy hair, even with all I put it through with heat tools and hairsprays to get this pompadour sky high. It smells great, looks fancy on the shelf, and it has my name right on it. Each and every bottle of Pros custom hair and skincare is made to order and personalized with a unique brand of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients to meet your needs. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of your life and beauty goals. Pros covers everything from your concerns to diet, exercise, and stress levels to uncover what's impacting your hair and skin health. Next, they'll recommend a full routine of truly personalized products, which were only produced after I placed my order. Nothing is pre-mixed. Nothing is off the shelf. But don't just take my word for it. In a third-party, double-blind, dermatologist-supervised, controlled clinical study, Pros proved that personalization works better than off-the-shelf alternatives. Pros is so confident that you'll love your results that they're offering our listeners an exclusive trial offer so you can see the difference custom care can make. They're giving you 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/feverdream. That's PROSE.com/feverdream for your free consultation and 50% off your one-of-a-kind formulas. pros.com/feverdream.
Yeah, I mean, when I think about that not being, because I'd been starting to think about what Election Day might feel like and was like truly overwhelmed by the feelings that I had, but the idea that it might, it'll probably be like not just that night, I feel much better. I feel like some relief. Like I can stretch, like everybody, like schedule a brunch for November 4th. It's a Wednesday, but like just do it. Just do it. Have something to do, have somebody to talk to. Out of your house.
I know. I keep thinking about, I mean, just the wild difference between this election and last election. Like, I mean, last election day, it was like, I got up on the day. Yeah, I went to my polling place. I was all excited. I went to the Javits Center, had that experience. And this time it's like, I think I'm going to vote early in person because my polling place is right across the street. And I think I can easily kind of swoop in there, come out with, I mean, wearing my mask and stuff, and I have it be a relatively safe thing.
Right.
But it's going to be so different because it's like, I'm not even going to vote on election day. Like election day, I won't have that. Like I went to the polls experience.
Right.
Like I'll have probably voted a couple days or whatever, a week or so before that. And it's just going to be an odd,
day. I guess that maybe the fact that there won't be really large gatherings, which tend to like build the appetite for like a big viral moment or a moment that night. Without that, maybe it'll feel a little bit easier to just like chill out and like wait. It's going to be a bizarre day. I need to figure out what meds I'm going to take. I don't know what I'm going to do. I need to plan a regimen. like, I need to tranquilize myself.
Yeah. Well, it's also, it's so funny because, like, I mean, thinking about us at the SUP, like, we had been, before all this pandemic stuff, we were like, are we going to go to the conventions? What are we going to do on election night? We would probably have, like, live streamed some stuff, I imagine. So it's just,
I know.
It's wild that, like, all of that and all that planning and all of that thought process is completely, like, we can't do any of that stuff. Who knows what we'll do, but it's, like, it's going to be the strangest election day ever in the most important election in modern memory.
Yeah. Well, then maybe I won't tranquilize myself. I want to remember it.
A little bit. Remember a little.
Remember just a little bit. Yeah. So, yes. And to add to that story, the Trump campaign and the RNC, because I know you guys are hearing so many, like, male headlines that they can kind of blend together, but shit's escalating in a really sinister way. The Trump campaign and the RNC have basically gone to court. They've hired lawyers. They're spending about $20 million to keep people from voting, to challenge voting rules. And they're filing lawsuits in places like Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and Nevada. Pennsylvania is a really big one for Trump. I mean, just the concept, like, the founding principle of this country is, like, representative democracy and the power being with the electorate. And they're actively saying, no thanks, we want less of that.
Exactly. And it's like, you see a lot of stuff, especially on lefty Twitter, about how valuable is voting. And I know, like, the Electoral College makes it feel very discouraging. I definitely feel that as someone who's in, like, a blue state. Obviously, I'm voting, but, like, it can feel like, oh, does this thing even matter? But if it didn't matter, they wouldn't be spending $20 million to stop you from sending your ballot in.
Yeah.
You know, in a blue state, in a purple state, wherever, like, the powers that be are trying to stop you from voting because they know that it matters and they're scared of how much it matters.
Yeah. If you look at the numbers on how much representation we all have, I mean, you and I, as people living in New York, proportionally have much less representation in Congress as a person that lives in Wyoming. If you live in Wyoming, you're great. Like, you get two senators for your 500,000 people. We get two senators for our millions and millions and millions. And people think that the House corrects for that, but it doesn't. Like, big states have a lot of House members, but there are formulas where if you actually were to look at how big the House of Representatives would have to be for everybody to have as much representation as the person in Wyoming, it would be like hundreds and hundreds of people more.
Yeah. I mean, there are that, like, none of this is to undercount that there are, like, big issues in how we are represented. I don't support the Electoral College. I think that should be removed. But, like, John Lewis had his last final act be an op-ed telling you that it is important to vote. We're seeing massive efforts to stop voting. So, like,
people want to keep you from voting. It's a defiant act too. Like, it really is. Like, I've been reading, next week is the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment. And, like, you could absolutely do a Hamilton just on, like, the dope shit that women did around then, like, especially, like, the role that Black women played and how they didn't care if people didn't want them part of the conversation. They were part of the conversation anyway. And women in New Jersey actually had the right to vote, like, from the beginning. Basically, the Constitution said all people, the state constitution, and they were like, all right, we said people, so women can too. And then eventually they didn't really like the way directions were turning, so they said, no, the women can't vote anymore. They're doing, like, mass voter fraud, when actually what was happening was men were showing up to the polls dressed as women. But as a result, they took away voting rights from women.
Why does that... I'm sorry, I'm just confused about I'm just confused about what even the fraud that, because, like, it's still one vote, or where would they vote as a man and then show up later dressed as a lady and be like, it's actually Mrs. Swift.
Right.
Yes, I'm here. And it's like, okay.
Or, like, actually only because married women couldn't own property, only single women were allowed to vote. So they would say that, like, married women were fake. None of this was actually happening, but it has long been a tradition that when a certain party of government doesn't is no longer appeals to the voters, they don't try to appeal to those voters. Instead, they eliminate those voters.
Yeah, and they call voter fraud. And also, I'm just like, dude, I think you just want to wear some women's clothes, which is fine.
Right, that's fine.
But there's no need to bring the election into it.
What if the reason women were actually barred from voting for so long was just transphobia and fear?
I mean, literally, it goes that deep. Disclosure, watch the doc.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Should we talk about Chicago?
Sure.
Okay. On Sunday night, more than 100 people in Chicago were arrested after incidents of looting and a shootout. The full details exactly of what went down are kind of unclear at this moment, but the general understanding is that the unrest in the city began after police officers engaged in gunfire with a 20-year-old unnamed man. The man apparently ran from the officers who tried to question him. And then, the police say that he shot at them and that they shot back. The man is expected to recover and survive, so he was not killed, thankfully. After the shooting, looters went into the downtown area and targeted several large chains and smaller stores. Now, the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, and the superintendent of police, David Brown, they basically both came out and they tried to categorize this activity in the downtown area of Chicago as separate from the George Floyd protests. I think Lori Lightfoot called it like abject criminal activity that is different from the righteous uprising. Those are her words related to George Floyd. The city is now limiting access to the downtown area from 8 p.m. to 6 p.m. and increasing police presence in that area. This comes just a few weeks after Donald Trump had announced that federal agents would be deployed to the city. So obviously just a very messy situation and a lot of like he said, she said kind of back and forth about what exactly is going on.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like with Chicago, everybody recognizes that people there are in danger in a number of ways. And it just seems like a lot of devastation is coming out of attempts to fix it that are not necessarily effective yet.
Yeah. And I did hear one activist kind of being like, people are suffering from a pandemic right now. And if that anger kind of explodes and a store gets looted because this person's unemployment insurance has lapsed and the government is not doing anything about it because like we have, you know, a mass eviction crisis that's coming our way. Like, I'm not saying that I support looting a store, but it's understandable that we are seeing the anger come out in like these various ways right now. People are desperate. People are angry. People are fed up with the pandemic, people are fed up with racism, people are fed up with the actions of the police, with the actions of our government. Like, it's unrealistic to think that's not going to spill out into the streets in some way.
Right, yeah. And it has, and it's been part of every effective social movement. It's not hard to find flare-ups and examples of things that maybe were not in the moment, things that were helpful. But like, yeah, in the broader context of what's happening, it's not like there's no motivation. Like there's nothing to do but look for trouble. That's not really what's happening here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, guys, that's our show for today. Tune in tomorrow to hear Ryan Vasquez. And I'm sure the next show you hear us on, we'll have another vent sesh about voting. But I went to the DMV this morning and I updated my ID. I was so proud of myself for getting that done.
That is a task to actually.
I was in and out in 10 minutes. It was crazy.
Wow, that is crazy.
Unheard of.
Well, I'm sure we'll hear more about that. Maybe next time we record, we'll be able to talk about the vice presidential pick.
Yeah,
fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. We better. If our next episode's Thursday, then barring some very strange scenario, we better know.
We better have.
Or I'm not coming back.
Yeah, we won't record.
We're going to boycott. Until
I know you're listening, Joseph.
Joseph Robinette Biden.
Okay, guys.
Until the return of democracy, I'm Amanda Duberman.
And I'm Elise Morales.
And this is the Betches Sup Podcast.
Bye.
The Betches Sup Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Amanda Duberman. Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Social media by Amanda Duberman. Artwork by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Betches_Sup on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And send your emails to sup@betches.com.
Betches.